The Los Angeles Lakers beat the New Orleans Hornets last night, 111-106. It was a normally forgettable late January game, but every victory means something to a Lakers team suffering through a dreadful first half of the season. Last night's win was the Lakers' third in a row. It means there are signs of life for a team that was expected to dominate this year. And a big reason for that, LA's best player has taken on a new role. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The video plays before every Lakers game at Staples Center in L.A., reminding all in attendance of the pedigree, the tradition.
Hello again, everybody. This is Chip Hearn, voice of the Los Angeles Lakers, and you're about to hear some very exciting basketball.
A cavalcade of stars follows on the big screen, from bespectacled big man George Mikan to Kareem, to Magic, to Kobe. The words 16 NBA titles flash, so incongruous considering the words used to describe this year's team, every possible negative adjective as the Lakers have flailed and feuded and not come close to the championship expectation that accompanied the arrival of two All-Stars, center Dwight Howard and point guard Steve Nash. But then, recently, a heartbeat, a win over Utah, a win over the NBA's best team, Oklahoma City, and last night, a 12-point halftime lead over a not-so-good New Orleans Hornet team had Michael Keeler and his friends, all longtime Lakers fans, maybe getting a little bit ahead of themselves.
I'm not worried. We'll make the playoffs.
We haven't drank the two beers yet.
That's right.
We're just holding them.
Chances are they were spilling them as the game wound down and the Lakers coughed up their big advantage and led by only one with under 2 minutes to play. But then this. Lakers forward Earl Clark scored the first two of nine final points that salted away the game. Significantly, Clark scored after getting a pass from Kobe Bryant. For Bryant, the NBA's fifth all-time leading scorer, it was his 11th assist, following 14 assists in each of the two previous wins. Mid-season, shooting guard Kobe Bryant has redefined his role from scorer to facilitator, and it thrills the player the Lakers hired this season to do that. One of the greatest facilitators ever, point guard Steve Nash.
It's been exciting to see him, to take on that role. I think he's made his teammates better, and I think it's picked up our defense because everyone's felt like they were part of it.
Bryant says he's enjoying getting his teammates more involved. The Lakers had six players in double figures last night, and he says he enjoys proving to doubters that he can be just as effective passing the ball as he can firing up shot after shot.
When I'm focusing on something, I become obsessed about it. And I want to be perfect at it, and then that's just my personality. So if I was to be a point guard, I'd just obsess over it, and wouldn't stop till I get it absolutely right.
And that's what you're obsessed about now?
Can you tell?
The Lakers' record is 20-25, hardly world-beating or playoff-contending. Tonight, they begin a seven-game road trip that Bryant says is hugely important, and it'll probably determine whether head coach Mike D'Antoni was right last night when he lamented at how long it's taken the Lakers to get it, but he said, better late than never. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.